stood in the enormous Crystal Palace dressing room. I'm stood in the nets area, because obviously this is normally used as a cricket stadium as well as an Aussie rules stadium. And I'm looking up at the visitors' honours board. You can see names like Alistair Cook, Jonathan Trott for England. Man United are in the home dressing room. So I'll have the Australian heroes, Shane Warne, obviously the Shane Warne stand now here at the MCG. But I'm just going to make my way around here, give you an idea of what's around. We're in an enormous room which has mats and foam rollers around. There's a table just in front of me with drinks, Red Bulls, waters, the medical area. There's two of the players just come back in from their pre-match walk. We've got a drug testing area here. We've got the cold bars, the hot bars, the changing room with all the players' kits laid out. And now I'm going to leave the dressing room and walk towards the pitch. And as we do that, we go through the mix zone where Patrick Vieira is having his interview pre-match. And we'll just wait for him to finish before we walk past. Well, that noise you could hear behind me was the arrival of the Manchester United team. As I walk up the tunnel, there's Palace and United badges adorning the tunnel, and all I can see over the sides of the tunnel is people's faces. Fans leaning over, trying to get a photo, trying to get an autograph. There's a few Man City shirts here, I'm not sure what they're doing. And now we come up the ramp and onto the pitch. This is, of course, an Aussie rules pitch, normally quite a worn pitch at the sides. Obviously a circular ground as well. In the middle, we've got the pitch markings laid out, ready to go. Corner flags, I'm stood by now. Starting to fill up, and we'll go and find some Palace fans soon. Well, we've made the long walk around the edge of the MCG, and it is a long walk because this is a big stadium, and finally got to the right end and I'm starting to see some Palace shirts, so we're going to try and talk to a few of them. Here we are. I've found two Palace fans in the Palace end. You've got Palace scarves, Palace hats, there's a Palace, what would you call that, a pullover there.
Yeah, so we're from Adelaide. But my husband Pete, he was born in Kent, so he grew up supporting Palace and then moved here. But Harry's an avid soccer player, aren't you?
And how old are you?
I'm nine.
You're nine. And what position do you play?
I normally play like centre back, but I like being striker and
taking corners,
yeah, all of the other positions, and
all the positions.
Yeah. In my last soccer game, I was like, I'm outstanding.
So would you say you're a bit like Anderson, who plays for Palace?
Yeah.
Do you think you're as good as him?
Probably there's a little bit more work to do.
If we get a couple of injuries tonight, do you reckon you could fill in?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you could. Is this your first Palace game?
Yeah.
This must be your first Palace game.
Yes.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Good. Really excited. Hey, goals!
We've seen some Palace fans over here. I'm coming to you. He's looking nervous, but they're sat down. They've got their old Palace tops on.
Ben from Melbourne.
Zoe from Melbourne.
So two Palace fans from Melbourne. Why Palace?
Jedinak. Gotta love the boy.
Because of him.
And also, shout out Bertie Hangeland for the Norway connection.
That's a niche connection. We haven't heard that one before. So, Jedinak, big hero in Australia.
Yeah. Absolute gun. Up there with Moy is our best, I reckon, for the modern era at least.
And is this your first Palace game?
It is.
That's very exciting. We're very excited because we've never been anywhere like this before. It's like, what is it, like 100,000 people coming in?
It's Colosseum, brother.
Yeah, it is, okay. I've just caught the eye of another Palace fan. I'm going to come and speak to these guys over here. I caught your eye just then.
Saw a whole row of
Oh, I did, yeah. Can't turn down a hot row. We're going to start from this end. Just introduce yourself.
I'm Sophie from Melbourne.
I'm Matt from Melbourne.
Kit from Melbourne.
We're from Queensland.
So where are you originally from then?
I'm from we're all from Hertfordshire.
Oh, you're from Hertfordshire? So why Crystal Palace?
Him.
All right, I'm going to come to you.
It's his fault.
Yeah.
So how long have you been supporting Palace?
70 years.
70 years. So when was your first game that you went to?
1950. I'll give away my age. Start of the 1953 season.
1953. Do you remember the players that were playing that there?
I mean, I remember them because I've got the programmes and things at home, but really late 50s when I went.
And when did you move to Australia?
87.
87, okay. So have you been back to Selhurst Park since?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Oh, this is it. Right, I'm just going to have to describe this because we've only got the podcast. But so this is it's a Palace programme against Man United. What's the date there? Saturday, 16th of December, 1972. So when was your last Palace game?
Oh, 85.
This is the first one since 85?
Yeah.
We were all allowed to pick our Australian rules football teams, but there was no
debate.
We had to be Palace then.
Okay, so is this your first ever Palace game?
This is my first ever Palace game, yeah.
So how many people here at their first ever Palace game? So there's one hand, two hand, three, four. First ever Palace game? So you've been to Selhurst Park, have you?
Yeah. Yeah, last game I saw there was in 2011. It was -5 degrees and it was a 0-0 draw with Bristol City.
That is glamorous. That is, I'm not going to have any smugness about the weather because it's cold here. Everyone's wearing a hat and scarves. Cheers, guys. Everyone enjoy the game. Lovely to meet you. Palace TV's own Chris Grierson has beckoned me over here and said that I have to speak to. Do you want to just start by introducing yourselves into the mic? Is that all right?
He's called Fergus. He's called David.
I'm Grant.
And apparently you come to every tour, is that right?
This year will be my 10th year of not missing a match at all, home and away and pre-season.
Wow, okay. So just give me a rundown of some of the other places that you've done.
Cape Town, Philadelphia, Cincinnati, Vancouver, Switzerland, Denmark, Sweden. Where else?
And what's been the standout tour?
You know, I loved Hong Kong, purely because of what was there. And just didn't expect what was there. But Singapore, to me, just pips Hong Kong.
Singapore, and why was that?
Well, it was a tidier Hong Kong. Hong Kong was great. You went across the Kowloon and it was just bedlam, absolute mental bedlam. Didn't have that in Singapore, and I like that about Singapore.
It's like going to a five-star country, Singapore. Absolutely amazing place.
Have you recognised over the years that Palace are a bit of a bigger kind of global name now since you started going? Does it feel like
our brand is definitely building here? Yeah. I mean, we're outside the ground tonight and you think all these pop-up tents all for United, and there was Palace stuff there. You know, these guys bought Palace cars.
And what was it like when you first started going abroad with Palace?
Who was Crystal Palace? Seriously, it was like that. I mean, what was the first one? I mean, you went to America, we were just like nobody really. There was nothing about Palace. Hong Kong, nothing again.
So where have you not been that you'd love to go and see Palace play? Are there any destinations in mind?
Brazil.
Brazil.
That'd be fantastic.
South America.
What I like about pre-season is you go to places you wouldn't necessarily go to if it wasn't for football. Because we go everywhere in the country, absolutely every place. We've been everywhere in the country, UK. There's nowhere else to go. But
so how long are you here for? So you did Singapore.
3 days. 3 days in Singapore, 3 days here, 3 days in Perth, and then home.
And then home. It's got to be a tiring trip.
Home from Montpellier.
Yeah, Montpellier, of course. Yeah, it's tiring, but yeah, it's worth it. You get sleeping when you can. We fly through the night, so.
Do you have any idea of in this? So what is it? 10 years without missing a game. But any idea how many games it's been in a row?
No idea, but I can give a rough estimate. I do actually have a spreadsheet on the whole thing, so
that's what I like.
10 years, I'm going to do it. I know how much I spent and everything. It's helped me.
Not long to kick off now, and we're being treated to a light show at the MCG. We've got pyrotechnics coming out right next to us. It's actually warming me up. You can hear the sound of fireworks in the background. We've got the mascots in their kits forming a line ready for the players, and all the people in the stands have got their phone flashlights on. It's a sea of torches in this massive bowl. And this huge arena in Melbourne. Players are in the tunnel and kickoff is not far away. There is going to be some noise when Palace and Man United walk out of that tunnel. Well, here come the two teams, United and Crystal Palace. Full time at the MCG, Man United 3, Crystal Palace 1, and that noise you can hear is the players leaving the pitch. Jadon Sancho just walking past, David Ozo, Jez Rucksacki coming off after a tough pre-season game. Man United raced into a 3-goal lead. Palace came back into it when Joe Ward's header snuck in at the near post, and then Will Fish was dismissed and Man United were down to 10 men. Palace gave it a real go, especially with so many academy players on the pitch. Ademola Oluwadobomi almost had the dream introduction when his header was parried away. That noise you can hear is for Bruno Fernandes jogging down the tunnel. But it did end 3-1 in the end. And Palace will leave with the experience of playing in the MCG. Another 90 minutes to add as they try and get their fitness up for the start of the season. And it is on to Perth tomorrow. They'll face Leeds United and then the long journey home for Montpellier and the start of the Premier League season. All still to come.